What up, y'all? It's Marley B. You on live West Good Wednesdays. This is Bank Out Radio. Once again, you are on live with Marley B. So feel free to call in 661-621-7559. And if you are listening in and like to listen in from your computer, just go ahead and punch in www.bankoutradio.com. I'm going to get it a little bit started. You know what I'm saying? Start off with a little something from Bomb Bomb. Watch for real.
Rabbit. Trick, I'm the bomb. I know you three times. You gotta watch. No, no, sir. For real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy. It's the fucking spot.
Throw your hood up, throw your hood up. Everybody in the club, throw your hood up, throw your hood up. ready to go on war, nigga, let's do it like the neighbor. Whatever on your way, bitch, nigga, ain't gon' favor. 9 times out of 10, nigga, that shit ain't taking. I'm a silverback, nigga, ain't got no patience. I hit you with that Mac 11, have your pussy ass leaking from your motherfucking black. It's whatever. Go and get your ball, bitch, nigga, it's whatever. From the streets to the club, nigga, it's whatever. Cause I keep it on deck, the drug in the tank, that body in the tank. You move, bitch, you can check, cause I ain't playing no damn thing. When I hit the damn club, I'm throwing my hood up, man. It's whatever, ho. Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Everybody in the streets, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Everybody in the streets, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up.
I'm a G from the south side. Yeah, G Woods, when we down to ride. This your girl, Topaz, the truth in the booth. You hollin', fuck me, I'm hollin', fuck you. Throwin' bottles in the club, I'm throwin' my hood up. I told you from the south and I don't even give a fuck.
Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Everybody in the streets, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Everybody in the streets, throw your hood up.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
With shit that pop, we came to rock. So represent your motherfucking hood or get off the block. It's that nigga from the city and I ain't showing no pity. Knock out your front tooth while I'm yelling soup. Yeah, I know it's crap up in here, but we don't care. Represent, motherfucker, throw it high in the air. Unless you a buster, nigga, and if you is, get go. Before we spark your ass up, like some hot breakfast toast. Westside YGs and we gon' kick up flames. Young active assassin, so represent your gang. It's bang bang, motherfucker, on the streets of LA. Got you tap dancing, nigga, like this shit is ballet. So
yeah, you know what it is.
Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Only thing I see in order to stop my kids. What you mouth for? Big it ass nuts. Because when I go on the house, I'm getting punched in. She beat me down every time I come around. I'll be black and purple, black and purple.
Today, what's good with it? You know what I'm saying? What's good? Let me give a shout out right now to all my mixtapers out there dropping big mixtapes coming soon this summer 2011. Hit you off with K-Wise, Romance, Swag. We got Cadillac JR, BTP coming with The Graduate this summer. You feel me? Following after, we got Music Highway in August. You know what I'm saying? He kicking them out like hotcakes, man. Then we got my boy Jason Voorhees, you feel me, coming with the Unscalables June 16th, y'all. Check him out on Facebook. My boy Math Moolah, man. Inglewood ain't Inglewood without Inglewood's Lost Angel, you feel me? And that's him dropping this album. You know, we got a lot of people out here dropping things. We got QS or Self X dropping Street Hop. Man, you know what I'm saying? I got my guest coming this week from super far, man. Y'all just don't know. They're coming from all corners of the earth to be on Bang Out Radio. We got the Earth Crew. You know what I'm saying? That's the acronym. They're going to get into that a little later on. And we got September 6 himself in the house. I'm telling y'all, multi-talented September 6. Y'all better tune in. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. Let me let the callers know right now. If you're listening to my voice, That's because you're on live with Marley B. If you want to speak, maybe give a shout-out, vote, you know what I'm saying? You can press 1. And if you want to just listen in, that's cool. You can just listen in. You get into a little bit more music, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all ready and warm y'all up for what we're about to get into because, man, these hot acts, y'all just don't even know. They are the business, for real, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to let y'all hear a little something called Don't Trip. I'm sure y'all familiar with this by Jeree and yours truly. Let's go.
Just worry why your girl wanna give me a hug. And every time she see me when I'm up in the club, her and her homegirls running trying to show me some love. Yeah. Don't worry about where a YG from. Just worry why your head swing and I go dumb.
I'm on a couple of pills.
Your bitch, she wanna chill, so I'm heading to the dance floor to cop a couple pills, man. This shit is real, man. I'm from the bottom, but I brought miraculously like I'm Harlem Gold trotting. They wanna stop them, but they can't drop them. Now these niggas snitching like they acting for an Oscar. They hating on me, why? Because I'm proper. Your girl said I was, she told you when you called her. So don't stall her, just let her holler. I promise I won't leave her if she leaves my buyer collar.
Don't trip, nigga, I do my shit. Don't trip, how I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my shot, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my shot, yeah, pop my wrist.
Bitch, I might be 5-star chillin' in a 5-star pack and 5-course dinner. It's a 5-star bitch, so I'm 5-star illin'. On a 5-star jet, call it fly star lifting. I only smoke the best, high star drifting. The little red Corvette, 5-star dipping. Fly and I bet I don't fuck with buses. Now, baby girl got ass like a cutlass. Now, make her back it up and dump it. Tonight, Marley D on the track, I does this. Shout out to my rallies and my cousins.
What up, y'all?
We say shitting on them, yeah, get stuck. Motherfuckers, get your shoe game up, your whip game up,
your whip
game
up,
your hustle strong,
your
then holla at
strongest.
You feel me?
Don't trip, nigga, I do my shit. Don't trip, how I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my collar, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my collar, yeah, pop my wrist. Don't trip, nigga, I do my shit. Don't trip, how I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my collar, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my collar, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy.
What up? It's Verbal Piff. I'm listening to Bang Out Radio with Yon Topaz Lachey. Keep getting it in, ma. Out here in the DMV, it's all goody. Tune in, call in, replay Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Banging out your computer to your 2-ear hole. Verbal tone, point me directly to the throne. I ain't stopped till my son is the only heir to be known. Out from the DMV, Bogota, Hazard County. Mid-Atlantic love from the door. If you don't know, then you know now. Raw, know me far. Always on my damn man. I keep it a billion with the fan man. Staying session dope in my lyrics, shipping out towards Cali. Banging out radio, serving it hard or soft. Straight for you, this real work, not that fake-ish. Columbia cartel, no respect. Keeps it fresh, gourmet set. Levi's thread, hard stitch, crease jeans, crooks, tassel tees. Verbal Piff, baby.
Man, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed that slapper right there. That was me and my boy Jeree, you know what I'm saying, telling y'all don't tread. We do our shit right here on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? How about we take a caller? I do believe this is my yes. And I'm meeting him just like y'all meet him. You feel me? So what it do? We got caller 9389. That's the last four digits in your number. How you doing? It's Marley B. What's good?
Yo, what's good with it? September 6th checking in.
What's good with it, September 6th? Man, how you doing today?
Feeling pretty good. How you doing out there?
I'm doing good. We had some pretty nice weather today, so, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty good.
That's what's up. Shout out to you. Appreciate you for having me on.
Good looking out, man. You know, it's nothing, you know. Y'all are a deep, deep crew, and I love how y'all are just lovely at networking. You know what I'm saying? BTP, shout out to Bianca of BTP. She be making sure everything runs smooth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out, yeah. Shout out to BTP.
I love her. So just getting a, like, straight into the interview, where did you get your name from? Let everybody know. All right.
Yeah, I go
like,
by the name. I go by the name September 6th for two reasons. The first one is that's my birthday. It's a very special day. The second reason I go by 6 is because I really look up to Ninth Wonder. Because of Ninth Wonder, I started making music. So I flipped that 9 into a 6. And that's like my way of paying homage to him as well.
Wow, that's tight. That's tight, man. That's a tight name. You know what I'm saying? Not too many people would be able to come up with, like, I'm going to be March 15th. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to roll right with me. You know, I might be able to be Pisces girl or something, but I ain't going to be able to just bust with that. So, you know, it take a lot of swag and charm to wear that name. You feel me? So that's what's up right here.
You.
Shout out to September 6th. You know what I'm saying? Birthday coming soon.
Man, so like,
what you been doing? What events you have going on? You know, basically, like, where's your music career at right now?
Yo, right now, I just dropped an album called Hip Hop Sneakers and Vagina in February, and the response has been phenomenal. It's been featured on, like, just an insane amount of websites, so I'm trying to follow up the success of that album with a new album called Taste of Chicago, and I'm dropping that on the 4th of July. It's going to be called Taste of Chicago. And it's basically going to be summer music. It's going to be music to just get you through the rest of the summer. Something to play, you just put it in, and you ride, and it's just going to be the soundtrack to your day.
You sound like me, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, man, I want people to be able to listen to this, you know what I'm saying, cruising down the highway. I don't want them to be speeding to 120 mad at they nigga.
Straight up. Like, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, it's gonna be like a movie. It's going to have, like, every element of a day, like, from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep and just everything in between. I got a track on there called Summer Vacation, South Beach, and it talks about, like, you know what I'm saying, having a girl come out to Miami, you know what I'm saying, having her get away from the stress in her life to come kick it on the beach and, you know, just relax and enjoy this environment here, you know, to a track called, you know, The High Life, and that's the joint for all the smokers out there. So I'm talking about, like, it really goes through every element of a day.
Man, that'd be dope. I'm sure they don't like this, but I've listened to it. And I'm big on, you know, male R&B. I call them crooners, whether they be begging or not. So all of my crooners, I love the crooners. Like, so, you know, I was listening to your shit. I'm like, wow. I like the image that you bring. You know, it's very masculine and, you know, manly. It's not soft and feminine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm digging that.
Thank you. I appreciate that for real. But yeah, so right now that's pretty much the only thing I'm focusing on is the album. You know, shows and everything like that, I'm putting all that on hold until I drop this new album, and then I'm just going to go out there in full force and just get it in.
Okay. I see. And how long you been doing this?
Yeah, I started seriously making music since about 2008. So I'm going on my third year, August would be my third year actually making music.
Okay. And I see, you know, I was reading your bio, you were going by a different name at first, and then you changed your name to September 6th because you wanted to refresh your music and basically your whole, you know, standpoint. So
right.
I like that as well because that shows growth. You know, it. Some people are like, well, people be changing their name. Yeah, it's different if you're gangbanging or something. You know what I'm saying?
But right, right.
If
yeah,
you
definitely.
Your name,
you know,
and music, it shows them evolve, that you have evolved. And I think that's, you know, that's tight too.
Yeah, that's what's up. Thank you. I was going by my real name. I was going by Nolan, but, you know, it's like as I was dropping projects as Nolan, it's like people would just put me in a box. They just figured they knew what they were going to get from me. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to just go left field. I changed my name. I dropped an album called Hip Hop Sneakers and Vagina. Like, if that don't say left field, you know what I mean? I don't know what else does. So I just really had to hit the reset button.
I heard
yeah,
that.
Straight up.
That's like three of the dopest things ever invented. I heard that,
exactly,
boy.
Exactly. That's the lifestyle.
Don't
you know
play.
What I mean?
You know, I mean, I could flip it from a woman point of view, but I'm not gonna say my album hip hop sneakers and this.
Yeah.
No.
Right, exactly, man. Like, man, when I was when I first announced the name of the album on Twitter, man, everybody was hitting me up with all these different names, man. I'd have heard it all from what's the one, man? My guy, he said raps, kicks, and bitches. Then he say, my sister, man, she had the raps, kicks, and dicks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I heard, like, every variation of it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But it's all good.
That's dope, though, for them to be able to play around with it like that.
Yeah, you know, so everybody just start teasing, man, jumping in on it.
That's crazy, man. So what would you say about, you know, being a solo artist versus being in a group?
I say being a solo artist allows you to have full creativity. You know, when you're working in a group or even, you know, you can even think about it as simple as a collab. You know, when you have to get somebody else's input, it kind of limits what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? When you're trying to keep everybody at the same length, it kind of puts a cap on your creativity. So, you know, working solo, man, I really enjoy it because I just get full freedom of expression. So whatever I feel like saying or doing, I'm just free to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, for real. So basically, you just, you know what I'm saying, all man and got your plan out, you know?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, I just feel like, you know, sometimes when you're in a group, when you're thinking about other people, you know what I mean? That was one of my problems before, is sometimes it limits you. You know, you're worrying about, well, am I smashing him on this track? Like, you know, do I have to dumb it down a little bit? You know, is this beat good enough for both of us? Like, just, you know, simple things. Can we both make this show? You know what I mean? It just all around, it puts a limiting factor on you. But, you know, when you're working solo, you just you. Free to be you.
Exactly. So, as we're talking, I want to take this caller because I'm not sure if it's our other guest or not, but they're not coming on until about 6. So I'm going to take a caller because, you know, I don't want to be sitting there thinking that I'm playing music and like, oh, I'm hanging up. They didn't hear me.
Okay.
I see you. Caller 2906. Before I get into September 6th, first call, what it do? You on live West Good Wednesday. Hello, caller 2906. You on live with Marley B. West Good Wednesdays, baby. What it do? Okay, well, we're going to get into September 6th, first track. Tell me something about Flight 45.
Yo, Flight 45 is it's a track I made about a broken relationship. It's a true story. It's about, like, how I want to be with this woman, but I'm still hurt by this other woman, so I can't do it. So it's like I got to leave her alone. I got to go. So I call it Flight 45.
Right. Basically,
Flight 45, for those that don't know, it's actually a sneaker. It's a line of Jordans, and you know it's on the album Hip Hop Sneakers and Vagina, so that's why I titled it that.
That's tight, shit. Because basically, what you saying in the song is you don't catch feelings, you just catch flights. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What I have to say. You know, we gonna get get into that, because I feel you, feel me? I got my Air Force Ones on right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it is then, okay.
Nothing, you know?
Right.
Supposed to be my girl and always neglect their duty. I can't help it that the beauties always call me cutie. My mind always on bloom like the author Judy. So good music come out, and yeah, that leads to groovies. You don't like my music? Quit playing with me. I know that's the only reason that you laying with me. But it's get me when you talk about staying with me. I can't pretend that I just wanna be friends. I really see more, really we could be more. But my heart is kinda scarred, moving on is kinda hard. Up is where I keep my guard, thoughts of love, top is scar. I am on the highway, love is on the boulevard. Relationships I'm capable, but I'm not really dateable. Think to me, love is just a terrible parable. But I'm thinking you could be the one to make it bearable. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I know you said you're ready, on my mind is swinging heavy. But if it's meant to be, then it'll be eventually. But you way too dope for me to pass on. Can't let you be another woman that I pass on. And let you end up being someone else's last one. Search your feelings, make sure you're not infatuated. The thin line between love and lust is saturated. I know you hate it that I got it debated. But this the monster that the other girls I dated created. Them situations are related, yes I know they're not related. And to them you're not acquainted, I don't wanna emulate it. I don't wanna imitate. I just want our love to grow, so it could be so innovative. Think how we could actually be if it happened naturally. Right now I'm kind of bitter, see the shit I say on Twitter. So I really can't deliver all the love I feel you deserve. But treat you like you can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these homie nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. Can't ignore the feelings that we both seem to share. Both feel a certain way when we gotta disappear. You got these feelings running through me that I can't compare. I don't feel space or time when I got you near. Still trying to figure out how I got you here. Feel like we together, do you really need the title? Girlfriend is just a name, it ain't really vital. And please don't tell me that I make you feel bridal. Why be the dead horse, I ain't running that course. I did it once, can't do another divorce. But with you, it's like I'm feeling the force, I'm feeling the scorch. Fire's the desire. You're getting higher, I admire how you conspire to acquire this sapphire. So I think I might ask you soon if we could be weak. Maybe take it up a level, but real shit, you gotta hold me down. I couldn't handle it if we just can't see it. N-I-G-G-A, but we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yo, shout out to you, man. That's the first time I heard that played on the radio, too. That was like a world premiere right there.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, we got listeners. Y'all know we got listeners in Australia off top. And we got listeners in Trinidad. I just got some new bomb-ass fans. Shout out to Big Spree and the crew out there in Trinidad. You know what I'm saying? San Juan, Trinidad, man. They all tuning in.
Man, shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to y'all.
Real talk. Thank you so much, man. For real, shout out to all the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the Bang Out Radio lovers, fans, listeners, music movers, artists, producers, directors, CEOs, all that. Shout out. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to all the hosts. All the hosts, you know what I'm saying? We got our lineup Sunday through Sunday. We got it. We're ready. My caller called back, so I'm going to chop it up with them, you know what I'm saying? Caller 2906, what's good? You on live with Marley B.
Hey, what's good with it? My name is Smash. No, I'm just hitting you up trying to see what's good, because I'll be out here, you know, in the studio and all. So, you know, I'm trying to see how can I send my little demo.
That's what's up, you know. All you have to do is send it to my email. You ready to write it down?
Hold on, let me get a piece of paper and all that.
Okay. That's what's up right there, y'all. We got listeners, you know what I'm saying? They hungry for this. They want their music to get heard. So y'all call in, you know what I'm saying? Do just like him. Check it out. When I give him the email, y'all write it down. Y'all pick out your best two or three songs. Shoot them to me. You know what I'm saying? You ready?
All right, hold on. Not yet. I got to get the paper.
Uh-oh. All right. Okay. Man, everybody out there in radio land, don't be sleeping on Bang Out Radio, man. I mean, I know if you're listening in, you're not sleeping on Bang Out. But you tell your friends, tell their homies and their men's and them, you know, to stop sleeping on Bang Out.
what's the email?
Okay, it's Marley B, MarleyB.
Mm-hmm.
Dot bang out is Marley B dot hello Marley B dot bang out radio. So far as Marley B dot bang out radio Wednesdays with an S at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is send your music in, you know what I'm saying, and I'll pick one or two tracks to play in rotation, you know what I'm saying, and then you could just keep sending in tracks, stay in contact with you to be a guest on the show, you know what I'm saying, or perhaps Artist of the Week, you know. So keep listening in to Bang Out. What's your name?
Oh, they call me Smack.
Smack, that's what's up. What city you calling from, Smack?
Call him San Bernardino.
That's what's up. Big up to San Bernardino. That's right,
yeah.
Man. Much love. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
For sure. Keep pushing that music. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that right there. That's what's up. You know, that's what's up, September. Now, check this out. I like your song, Addicted. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I should have been on the hook. I like it. Nah, big love.
Thank
much
you.
Love to old girl who did the hook. I don't know if that was a sample or if somebody actually really did that, and that was just so. It was dope.
Nah, that, like, yeah, that was a sample joint. I sampled Cassie voice from a Ryan Leslie joint.
Yeah, that was tight right there. I was singing it.
Thank
like,
you.
Okay. I'm about to play that right now because it's like a self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It just tells you already, you know, you addicted to what? Check it out. Listen and you'll see.
She complete my being. I need her by my side. No matter the situation, she always down to ride. See everything I want, man. See everything I dream. Fulfill my every need mentally and physically. Take me to another level intellectually. Her honey roasted complexion is close to perfection. Get lost for days when I look in the brown ass. The only thing standing brighter than the smile is the sun. Ran across some prototypes, but I know that she the one. Love the way her mouth curves when she speak of words. Love how she rock her hips from left to right when she walks. Like the moon in the sky, she light my way through the dark. She always open and willing to play a part. The only thing she really wants from me is my heart. Hindsight is 2020, so I stay in forethought. Keep my eyes on the future, making the present my past.
I'm addicted. You're my addiction. I'm addicted.
chest. My mind is the canvas, her body is the easel. I'll do anything in this world I can to please you. But let me stop, keep sweating, sounding like I'm begging. I'm just trying to let you know, I think we're compatible. I would give up anything just to give you everything. You were just simple and comfortable, you said you were invincible. I intellect in the second 70, you haven't seen. Especially when I'm flexing it, treat her like a Yamaha. Get on top, I'm revving it, since she scream, I'm loving it. Legs shake non-stop whenever I'm up in it. A pussy so good, got me fighting off wasn't quick. It's ill though, how I can show her the real no. My greatest enemy is usually my inner me. But with her, I feel no fears and insecurities. You're the only chick in this world I think there is me.
Inspires you to do the music that you do?
Musically, I was happily inspired by Knife Wonder after I heard his album with Little Brother called The Minstrel Show. Like, after listening to the beats on that album, and I heard that he did that whole album on Fruity Loops, it made me feel like I could do it too. So I started working hard and trying to perfect my craft on the beats, and it turned into what you're hearing today. You know what I'm saying? Them two tracks, I actually produced those. So that Knife Wonder really inspired me.
Man.
And lyrically, Nas.
Chi-Town be having the superstars, man. Telling you, my Cali Killer's going to kill people, man. Chi-Town be spitting out the fire flame. Spit it.
Man, shout out to Chi City.
That's right.
Yeah,
shout out to my Relly's on the south side of Chi-Town, you know. That's right.
Yes, sir, south side. But yeah, and then lyrically, it's Nas. Nas all day. I used to just sit around and listen to Nas albums just day in and day out. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what really inspired me to go lyrically.
Right. I recently saw one of my favorite artists in Nas team up, Damian Marley. He's, you know, he's up there definitely in my top 10. They got a new video out, you know, kind of brought tears to my face, like, oh, it's kind of deep, you know, but.
Yeah, I saw that.
The ones that inspire us, though, you know what I'm saying? They be coming with that real shit.
Exactly, man. I hear Nas and Comments on the drop a collab album, too.
Man, that's going to be dope. That's going to be more than dope. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, straight up. That's epic right there.
It'll be ecstasy.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be tight, because Common, man, lyrically, it's a lot of people ain't fucking with Common.
Yeah, straight up. A lot of people sleep on him, but he dope.
He's like, that's everything but common sense, for real.
Right.
That's why I like him. Now I'm going to play another track, you know what I'm saying? We got the homie K-Walls, Self-X. Which I happen to be airing from his studio right now, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to K.O.
Okay.
I'm glad to use the space, you know? We done banned everybody from the studio for the next 2 hours, you know? But we be in here deep getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to everybody that become getting that K.O. studio, you feel me? Y'all need studio time, producer, you know what I'm saying? Somebody to give you some type of training, direction, guidance. Hit K.O. up, you feel me? You can get to him through Topaz, me, or Ladrina, so... Let me step into that track before I get to talking. Oh, wait, that's what I'm supposed to be doing, though. I'm stupid. All right, here we go right here. West Coast Ride.
Yo, hood in back, truck on the back, soldiers in the back. When we ride. East to the west, north to the south, we ride now. Where we west coast ride, heavy with the gangs, candy switching lanes, all about.
Our radio acting a fool. Man, it's Marley B. What's good, yo? I'm on, just in case you're tuning in right now. I'm on live with September 6th. You feel me? Let them know where you calling from, September 6th.
Yo, I represent the Windy City of Chicago, Illinois, but I'm calling you live from Miami right now. Live from the 305.
That's right, man. Tell Rick Ross and Trina I said what it do. Give me an asking part, like, what it do? you know, man, that's what's up, calling from another sunny city to another, man. So as far as, you know, any advice you would give anybody out there who may have slightly been discouraged from doing, you know, their music thing, because maybe their type of music wasn't accepted or embraced, or, you know, what would you say to people out there who are trying to be different or so, like me and you, you know, not trying to fall into the category of, you know, regular or normal, you know, we like being different. What would you say to those ones that's trying to, you know, get even to where the point you're at right now?
Yeah, I would just say first and foremost, just stay true to yourself. Be who you are. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your music. If you write your music out and you like what you hear, I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, there's going to be 100 other people out there that feel you. And all it takes is one person to feel you. That one person can plant a seed, and through word of mouth, your fan base will grow into, like, it'll just be phenomenal. Don't, you know, suck out and start doing what everybody else is doing. Just stay true to you. Make the music that's inside you, because I guarantee you somebody will feel it. And as far as the discouragement, it don't matter if you at the top. It don't matter if you at the bottom. You're always going to face some sort of negativity. You're always going to face some sort of discouragement. Somebody always going to put you down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they feeling, you know, the album, Hip Hop Sneakers and Vagina, but some people told me I should have just dropped it as an instrumental album. They weren't really feeling the rhyme. So it don't matter what you do. Somebody's always not going to like
something.
Don't worry about them. Just worry about you.
Right. You got a cold lineup of influences. I'm going to tell y'all, the Neptunes, Timberland, Jay Billman, Kanye West, Nas, Jay-Z, Lil Brother, Twister, Talib Kweli, and Tribe Called Quest. Man.
Yeah, you know, like all of them just twisted up into one.
Yeah, real talk, you know what kind of concert that would be? Like,
would be like heaven.
Prince.
Yeah, like when I was younger, I used to just buy albums. Like if I had a Neptunes beat or if I had a Timberland beat on it, like I would just cop the album just off the strength of that. You know what I mean? Like I always been different in terms of music. Yo, like them, they just seriously just changed the game.
Yeah. So what else do you do? I see you dabble in the beat. So what else would you say you do besides actually play the position of an artist? What other hats do you wear?
Yeah, I just produce, and, you know, I get my artistry on. And sometimes I'm an occasional blogger, but that's about it.
occasional blogger.
Like, my time has been cut, like, super short. I don't even hardly have time for it no more, but, man, I go in on the blog, too.
I feel you. Man, big shout-out to my bloggers.
Yeah, you know, straight up, shout-out to the bloggers.
Yeah, because they be keeping the info out there, you know what I'm saying? Raw, true, real shit.
Yeah, right.
Real talk. My topic of today actually was the streets versus Wall Street. And I wanted people to take that, you know, the way they want to take it. So if they call in and have something to say, you know, about it. But my main thing is, you know, street pharmacies or whatnot, how they decide to, you know, make their money one way or another, but how long will it last and will it, you know, suffice for the economic demand right now, you know? So I'm saying Wall Street, which would be more so like the blue-collar jobs, you know, corporate executives, you know, and their money is long paper, but there's a downfall to that as well. So I want people to call in and give their insight on that and what they think, because it's a lot of people who would rather they man work in the streets, you know what I'm saying, than, you know, work behind a suit and tie. So, you know, anybody with any opinions on that, call in. You know, personally, what you think? You know, have you had experience around the streets?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I may or may not have played both positions, but, you know, at some point in time, that street money is going to run up. You know, that whole lifestyle, it just comes to a point where it's going to either be a career or it's just something you need to quit. You know, if your paper not super long, if you don't have a certain weight under your belt, you should just really give it up. Just, you know what I mean? Get a paycheck.
And that's crazy because they could apply that same rule to a Fortune 500 company that, you know, it could be 50 dudes in one room trying to get one position, you know, and they might have to rip and run the streets and do all these ghosties and try to, you know, make all these miracles happen. As I call it, you know, the Diddy syndrome, they got to go get the cheesecake.
Right, straight up.
One person that they pick out of all them for that cheesecake, everybody else got to get knocked right back down to the barrel, bottom of the barrel, you know. So if you're willing to put up a fight in the streets to get this money on the black market or in the streets, then, you know, apply the same rules, you know what I'm saying,
Yeah, straight up, exactly. Exactly.
And,
put that same
and
hustle
it's more
toward
money involved.
Yeah, straight up.
More money, investments, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to play a little bit more music and let people think, let that sink in a little bit, you know. So Fly, So Fresh, So Fly by Treasure.
Let me introduce myself. I'm from the Comptown Treasure. What they know me by, they call me now. I got the recipe you craving for. This is heat right here, and I got much more. Everybody anticipating, waiting for what's in store. The quiet storm creeping on you when I avoid. I climb the billboard, reaching up for the top. Can't nobody hold me down. And the ladies in the club drop it low some more. I can roll through the village. Got some people from the red town. Back to pocket hood. For the blue, it goes down. Got some neighborhood pop groups. Some nutty block cuts. Southside, Santana Park. Village, we become. See the block, tree top. Warmed up front hood. And the homie Rich Chase from the fruit town hood. I'm so fresh, so fresh, so fly. So fly. And I'll treasure when I drop by. Drop by. You know I know I'm a bitch live. Bitch live. Shit in the air every time I get high. Get high. So fresh, so fresh.
Young Bizzle, 937 Entertainment, Hard Life Records, Hydro Music Productions, along with Mac World Records. You are now tuned in to the hottest station in the land, BangOutRadio.com, where independent artists get heard. You hear me? Make sure y'all get that Bizzle Bron James on DeathPimp.com now. Bizzle Bron James, 420th, April the 20th. We in here, the new single. It's on YouTube now. 937 Entertainment, Hard Life Records, and Hydro Music Productions. That's what it is, you hear me?
That's what it is. On the real, that's what it is. You heard me, though. It's Marley B, you know what I'm saying? Back, live, doing it like I do. Right here on West Good Wednesdays. What up, man? Shout out to all the single mothers out there doing what they do, you know what I'm saying? Even taking the time to listening to Bang Out Radio, What's Good Wednesdays, right here with me, Marley B. I got September 6th with us, you know what I'm saying? I'm excited about this. He's another male crew,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, I got a caller, you know what I'm saying? It's my friend, Topaz LaSugar. What's up with it?
Hey, what's
good, mommy? What's up, man? Double whammy.
Yeah, I'm everybody. I'm headed to the 661. Double whammy. I'm a geek of everybody. Friday and Saturday. It's going down with your girl, Topaz LaSugar, baby. Yes,
man, y'all don't even know it's going to be popping off, man. It's going to be lights, camera, ass, and action. Popping, man. It's going to be popping. Bang Out Radio popping right
yes.
here on the show. And then it's going to be neon lights. All of the lights.
Yes, the glow right party inside. And, of course, we giving out the glow sticks when you enter in, baby. And then we got that Saturday, the boy shorts versus the booty shorts. So, ladies, either or, boy shorts or booty shorts. You know, we just live. It's not a game, everybody. It's live, and it's not a game. Yes. We in there.
So we on live right now with Topaz LaSugar and September 6th. It's my guest, you know what I'm saying? And I know you guys have had the pleasure of meeting him. He's on.
Yes.
Good.
Oh,
ain't too much. How you feeling?
Oh, we good. You know you're tuning on the hottest online radio show, Bang Out Radio. Yes, I said it. We all in your ear Monday through Saturday and even Sundays in the mornings, baby. So it's all good.
Man.
It is what it is. Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, we get to be in y'all head ringing. We're going to be a household name before this year over, you know, before the summer end. You know what I'm saying? People are going to be like, Bang Out.
They ain't knowing, Marty. We all in there.
Artists out there listening in, y'all make a Bang Out. Y'all go make a Bang Out account, too. Go right to bangout.com, bangoutradio.com. Make an account immediately. You know what I'm saying? Get your music heard. So, man, Topaz, how you been? How's everything been? You know what I'm saying? Getting with your plans for getting the shows together and everything. You got some dope artists hitting the stage, blowing the mic up. I think we done lost Topaz. She was telling somebody to get her charger. It's all good, baby. You gonna call us right back. It's nothing. I have another caller, September 6th. You mind?
No, go ahead. Do your thing.
3660. You on live with Marley B.
That's me. That's Mr. No from Earth.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, you just called in waiting diligently. I understand.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here listening to you in another interview. I'm like, what's going on?
Like, wait, they should have put me on?
Yeah, I think it's right. Hang up. I'm like, who is Topaz?
No. Don't hang up. No, stay listening in. You know what I'm saying? As I bring my interview with September 6th to a close in about 10 minutes. We got another track from him to introduce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling in, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. I like the early bird.
Well, he said calling 5:55. That's what I'm like. Hey,
that's right. I'm like, that's perfect. Well, give me a chance to know. That's you
calling. Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying on the phone. Like, let me do this conversation.
Because I started to answer the phone before, like, hey, we got another caller, and it's the guest. They like, for real?
Yeah, I didn't want to push up on his interview. That's what I'm like, let me just send it back. Wait for the chief. Wait for the call about being a homie name out. I didn't even know we could all get on the phone like that. Yeah, I was like, hey, let him get his marketing and campaigning out. You feel me? He got to make his paper.
Right. He got another song.
Hey, Ryan, where are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm like, you're quiet as a bird.
Oh, yeah, he there. I had that effect, you know. I had that effect on men, you know, get kind of quiet. I'm laughing. I'm damn serious.
I know. I can tell you really real, too.
Hey, don't you got a song called Perfect Woman?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I just thought I'd bring that up.
Oh, that's good. I think, man, they were talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to play it right now, you know, while we're talking about me. I'm just playing. Nah. I'm not perfect. But if y'all was looking for anything the similarest, closest to it, you might find it in my mama. I ain't the one. I'm keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let's get it. Perfect woman.
Loving her style, she's walking with a two-step,
yeah,
but I ain't walked up in her shoes yet, and I ain't talking to the news fresh, celebrating in the club, popping in that goose neck, yo, I'm walking up to her, she looking mighty fine, she has the nicest eyes, especially with the whitey eyes, but to my surprise, she's spitting the heightened lines, gonna get me rowdy, so it's fighting time, like, so to find my rhymes, take one, I guess I'm about to grind, looking through her soul, she about to find, the illest cash is killing and ripping written back. Michael Jack was spilling and spitting thriller rap. Thriller. Took the niggas' lines and losses. Divine and conquer. Slices out of my pie. Don't divide my portion. Never sit back, ride through horses. You wanna get to my flame? Ignite with caution. Who the hell is you talking? Are you talking to me? Are you walking to me? While your girl sit back, taking shots at a D. Think you hot, cause you talking to E. Man, I'm walking the tree, chalk in the street. Take one.
I know you've been searching for someone. Make it happen and get the job done. Then you needed a man with money, but I can't be there and we still can't.
I call Shawty perfect, cause she the one I'm missing. I never felt like this before, that's what the virgin mentioned. She have you screaming, oh Lord, and you're not a Christian. Cause she a magnet, step in the room and attract attention. But she try hard to be low-key, and I don't mind that that zero could be a hero. Since they always adding on zeros when we flow, and she know I got the money covered like a room, yo. Domestic, cooking clean, no problemo. And she good at making me make her make them tacos. Never park, sex, stay and drive. Pound sign, my chick's bag, got haters hacking my timeline. No lie, I make that ring finger heavy. She twit pick me, saying, baby, please don't forget me. I can't, you on my mind like a new city. I wake up and you gone, man, my mind be bullshitting like.
I know you've been searching for someone to make it happen.
And I ain't going, because if I go to the wedding, I will be the one that says, when they say, anybody have anything to say, I'll be the one to raise my hand and say, if I say what I say, it's going to be a bad day that day. And she has not reached out to me yet. From since that time she came to my house, making it seem like, you know, what she say or how she felt, that's how it should have been. No. You ain't got to surprise me. I ain't getting married to you. You're married into the family, because once you're married to the family, then you're married. Sorry, to me. I am the matriarch of this motherfucking family. Whether you like it, accept it, or not, that's how it goes.
HBIC?
The HBIC.
The head bitch in charge.
Yeah!
Yeah.
That's my first time really hearing that. That was my first time really hearing that. That was funny as shit. Who did that? That was crazy right there. Jim Jones, shout out to your mama, crazy ass.
Nah.
You funny as hell. I'd be like that over my son, kudos, shit. Man, you ain't marrying into this family. That was funny. So, as we come into a little close with my buddy September 6th, is anybody going to give any special shout-outs to or any links that you want to give anyone? So they know where to reach you, because I'm sure you just gained like 50 more fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just want to say shout out to BTP, Bianca Diggs, shout out to y'all. Second of all, shout out to Questions, Take One, Cypher, Protege, Flight Club, Dojo. If y'all want to get in touch with me, hit me up on Twitter. That's where I'm the most active. I am SIXTH, I am six. I am SIXTH.
TH. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/September, the number 6, and then TH.
Okay, for sure, man. And if you are able to go to Twitter right now, September 6th, you can follow me on Twitter at Marley the Business, MarleyDaBusiness. And you'll see me, you know, probably in some crazy outfit or pose or something. And that's me.
All right, for sure. For sure, I got you. I'm going to follow you.
You're going to follow? Oh, good looking out. I'm going to follow you right back. And I was
thinking, shout out to you again. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You know, no problem. No problem, for real. I really appreciate you coming on and being interviewed. I love talking to the artists and getting to know everybody. You know, it helps me, you know, adjust and prepare for all the other interviews I'll be doing in person, as far as red carpet events and hosting clubs and parties and, you know, shows.
Okay.
This is a great experience. I love my job.
I love Hangout.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Topaz Lachey for making it all happen. You know what I'm saying? You know what? If you do have a CD, you should name it, or maybe a CD after all the ones that you already have that's coming out. The Sixth Kind. That'll be tight. Remember that movie, The Fourth
Kind? That is dope.
That's tight. I'm an alien, so I like everything extraterrestrial. You know,
yo, that's
what's
up. Maybe we could do a little track or something.
That would be tight, because my mixtape is called Far From Hollywood. I'm always on Mars with it.
So, all right, for sure. I'm going to hit you up. All right, we'll see if we can make something happen.
That would be dope, for real. September 6th, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Live.
All right, good night, y'all.
Good night. Thanks for coming out. If I had a clap, you know, the little clap my buttons where I'm talking. You hear all the I'm silly as hell. For real, man. We're going to get into our interview with Earth Crew. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to start it off with a little bit of, a little bit of soft. No, soft music. These niggas is gangster. So we might have to throw some gangster music on, you know what I'm saying? Let me see what I got. You know, I got all kinds of stuff. We're going to throw some gangster music on. Pimping is a topic. Pimping is a topic. That's what we got right now. Headache featuring Savvy Mike Rico. Let go.
Hey. Let go.
My game's stupid nice. I live a hustler style. You live a loser's life. I maneuver right. Savvy enterprise. Yes, I specialize in sliding cock right between a bitch sexy thigh. Call Hell's Angels, cause I'm hella fly. Dope for show, so ferocious on the low. In my zone and I'm so focused on the dough. I do numbers, bring the thunder. Let it rain, let it drip, we ain't no suckers. We get funky for the chips like some Funyuns. About my money, a gorilla, fuck a monkey. Savvy done it, ha.
Don't holler, girls holler at me. Yeah.
I ain't flip or key, but I'm starched and creased. I don't fuck with little kids like I'm Archie Lee. Bitch, pardon me, but the game runs slick through my veins and my motherfucking arteries. It's a part of me, nowhere near snitching. That's far from me, I got an armory. A young nigga's hustling, we go hard for cheap. And I fuck with a mob of stars and G's. Took your shit and then sell it, grand larceny.
posted, eyes open, live cautiously. Motherfucker, you ain't no stopping me. Niggas live on the bottom, ain't no topping me.
Money is my object. Haters gon' make me pull my gators out the closet. Tailor-made outfits, hollering at a thick chick. 1 hour late, I'm gon' mess up her lipstick.
When she came to the studio, looking for a baller. Yes, I wanna fuck, so you know I'm gon' call her. Man, they fell in love with the studio. About to take them down, black and white, like an Oreo. Think she got a man, but she loving how I make her pee. And she gotta choose, and you know, she choosing me. So tell your hoe, don't be up at the club. Cause I'm a finder, and you know I'm a fuck. I got it. Bro, got a lot, enough to make you ride on top. Like bang, 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 bend it over, snap them cheeks. Whoa, where did you meet her? Make her tango last week. Like
pissing is a topic, money is my object. Haters gon' make me pull my gators out the closet. Tailor-made outfit, hollin' at a thick chick. 1 hour late, I'm gon' mess up her lipstick.
So they say an hour after that, I had to spin a lipstick. Talking to the wolves, you can call that real pimp shit. Move to the next room, the warfare on that new bitch. Screaming fresh daddy, send a dope caddy. You can beat me, suck my barrel, you can swallow my bullet. Leave them on some lame shit. As that bitch pump our music, you can roll up some windows. Burn yourself up a rock. Put that shit up in your system, watch you jerk it like you jerk. And if you feelin' what I'm saying, put that earth in your cup. Yeah. I can tell her going back while she's leaning to the front. Make you brain on the hoes with that purple in the dust. Loud mouth, E&T, and you know what's up. Yeah.
Now, was that not a dope track? Y'all know that shit was sick right there. You know what I'm saying? Once again, that was the homies. Headache, Savvy Mike, and my nigga Rico. Shout out to Big Rico, nigga. Bring your ass over here to KY Studio. Get on my phone. All right, you know what I'm saying? I just have to stand out real quick, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Go tell me go to sleep. You somewhere asleep right now. So, we on, my nigga. We are on live with Earth Crew.
Yeah.
I think I say Earth, Wind,
yeah,
and Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
Earth,
like, I feel that when I say it. Man. So,
Earth,
like I asked all my artists, how did you guys get the name? And first, introduce yourself, because it's more than just you, you know? Isn't it about three or four of you guys?
It's four of us, but two couldn't make it due to technical difficulties.
Oh, it's all right.
But we got me. I'm gonna go ahead and jump it off first. I'm Mr. No from the Earth, 1/4 for the crew. We got Rotone, who couldn't make it. He does all the production and beats, and we got Double Decadent, aka Doc Zayas. You know what I'm saying? And he couldn't make it either. But go ahead and tell you who you are.
Alright, this is Right Words, 1/4 of the Earth Crew.
Oh,
bad, this is Right Words
from
the Earth Crew.
What's up? This is the shit. I got Mr. No and Right Words on live from Earth Crew.
Yeah.
Right now with,
yeah,
Marley B on Bang Already.
Yes.
Man,
Marley
so how y'all doing?
Yeah, we doing good. You know how it is. It's another day in these streets.
Yeah.
Man, y'all make sure y'all send me a request on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Keep up with y'all music. Y'all keep up with what I'm doing. You feel me?
Girl, hey, you know we already friends on Facebook 2 weeks ago. Where you been?
You know, that's right.
You got too many people on your Facebook. You need to scroll
man,
through.
Man, for real. I do, though. Hey, but I know, like,
I
most
you
of them, you know, like, maybe 10 of them, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you.
But, you know,
hey,
that's,
Right
that's,
Words
that's
is cool. The king of the internet.
Yes.
What?
King of the internet. I try to always 24/7 online.
Well,
you got
damn,
thousands
get
of thousands of followers on the internet.
Well, how do you put out these hits and shit if you be on the internet?
You keep working.
Oh, multitasking.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I do, multitasking.
That's right. That's what I do, too. Sometimes, man, I be pouring a drink while I be on the radio. I be multitasking around here. Man,
yeah,
so,
I can see you multitasking. You have like two or three artists on.
Last week I had a group of artists on. It was fun, though. I loved having that show. It was, man, that show was so fun. That was most like my sound. And it was like six or seven of them just calling me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just taking them. Rolling with
the I guess. That's what it
is. Fun.
The more, the better.
Fun. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to money and artists and music.
Y'all don't mind if I medicate throughout the interview, do you?
No. You know, I'm mad I can't be there, but it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
It's okay. You know how it goes.
So tell everybody why you off that earth over there. You tell everybody what earth stands for. You know what I'm saying? Because they need to know that it's E-A-R-T-H. Some people spell earth E-A-R-S. So they probably don't even know. They probably don't even know.
Earth is an acronym. It's E.A.R.T.A. So if you're getting real spicy, you can throw the dots out. But earth, you know, say earth stands for, and we can go back and forth. You ready, right words? Everything.
Yes. Everything.
You're supposed to say around.
You're
supposed to say the next word. Everything.
We ain't going to never get the words out. I'm about to join in.
I know, can I come on? Everything, man.
Around.
Revolve.
Through.
Hip-hop, baby, and that's what it is. Everything around revolves through hip-hop, runs through hip-hop, whatever you want to say, it just all goes through the music.
Exactly.
That's right, man. How y'all get together? With a name like Earth, you know, it's like, it makes you feel like it's, you know, the four elements that are supposed to be together. So explain to me if you could name, you know, each person in the group, one of the elements, whether that be Earth, fire, water, or air. Which ones would y'all, I'll hit y'all with something y'all didn't see coming.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, that was a fantastic fall.
Which one would you say you two are, and then we're going to talk about Rotom and Doc.
Yeah. You can jump it off right words.
For me, I'll be like water, you know what I'm saying? What was that Bruce Lee was saying about water? How you just kind of like, just go through, you know, like the earth and stuff, just going through the land of the earth, you know, just. You know, like being, making sure that, you know, that you can just go through it. I mean, that's, you know,
that
that's more I can say about that, you know.
Exactly. Adapting to environments, you know what I'm saying? Being able to fall right in, you know, and any type of form, you know, I like that as well. I consider myself water too, so that's dope.
That's what's
up. What about you? Mr. No, with a name like that, I have an idea. So,
you think you know what I'm going to say?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to say?
Fire.
I knew you thought I was going to say that, too. And I was going to say that until the medication hit me. And then I started thinking, I think I'm Captain Planet because I got all of them in me. You feel me? Like, when your powers combine, I am Captain Planet.
I feel you.
On the real, no, but if I really had to pick one to be real, it probably would be fire because just I'm kind of hot-tempered sometimes, and you know what I mean? I could be uncontrollable at the same time, though. I could be a ray of light, and that could be the medication right there, but that sounded real nice.
But it could also be your point of view on your lyrics as well and your
definitely your
music swagger. You know, you would say you put fire out there, you know what I'm saying? So,
you feel me?
It's all
Mr. No?
Yeah. Because everybody, you don't want to be a yes man these days.
Everybody, that's what my mama always told me growing up was no. No this, no you can't do this, no don't do that, don't get your head out of there, don't put that back down,
better
stop like this. And so everybody just started calling me no. Like, oh, no, no, no. And then I, when I first started rapping, I had tried to extend it into, you know, take my nickname and extend it into, like, Nobody. That's what I used to go by, was Mr. Nobody, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
And then I just was like, well, I'm just going to go back to what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and right.
By,
original.
About 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I just went back to No. And then that's what everybody's been calling me.
So, damn, how long you been doing this music thing? Because 3 or 4 years ago you changed your name, so you must have already been in it kind of heavy.
Yeah, I was kind of born into this. My dad plays bass for Willie Clayton, which is like one of the biggest blues groups out there, you feel me, right now.
Yeah.
So I've
yeah.
been going on tour, you know, I've been going on tour with my dad, you know, being T. Crump for a while, you know, just
mm-hmm.
all around since I was a little kid, and it just kind of got the fire in me. And then around 13, my cousins had a little crew called Street Chiefs back in the San Fernando Valley. They had got signed to MCA, but then due to unfortunate situations, MCA folded, so my cousins kind of went down with them. And
yeah,
that kind of made me see, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? That kind of made me see, like, you can't do it. Just got to make sure you do it in the right way. You feel
right,
me?
Right, right. Exactly. Yep, take the proper steps.
Yeah,
so,
and then so we I went off to school, and then when I was 18, to college, and then I met all we met all these goons, and
yep.
since about 2002, we formed Earth, and we've been going strong since then.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Mr. No, and Right Words. Right Words, that is a double or maybe triple meaning name. So, you know, spell it out to my listeners and let them know, you know what I'm saying, how
right
you spell
words.
That.
You know, Right Words is, you know, just like, you know, I came from the poetry world. I used to do, like, spoken words. I mean, I wasn't into rapping at all. I was just into spoken words, doing a lot of stuff, opening for, like, Saul Williams, you know, big spoken word artist. That's all I did, really. And then I just came to met with the Earth crew back in 2002 at a, it was actually at a hip-hop theater, and they were doing a spoken word and, like, different kind of hip-hop elements, and kind of met with Low Tone and just, you know, kind of like what I did, and he was just like, yo, let's record the music. So I did that. Did some battling with the rest of the group, and the rest was history, you know? So that was, I was a part of that, yeah.
You
yeah,
had
I mean,
a job.
The battle,
yeah.
but cool.
That was like the hazing or something. Like, damn, y'all just going to battle BC before I
Earth used to be pretty back in the day.
Oh, okay. See, that's, man.
Yeah,
I'm about to play
BC.
One of y'all tracks. I'm not gonna keep the people waiting. I'm about to play one of y'all tracks because I don't even anticipate listening. I have Business and I have Swanging.
Yes.
So what y'all suggest me throw on first?
Hey, you the host.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I like to hear that. Thank you. Cause I'm about to play Business. Cause that's my name. That's my name, Marley B, the Business. You feel me? I'm about to get y'all the business. And I ain't talking about like that. I'm talking about the Earth crew. Check it out.
I'ma give you the business, business, business tonight. 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 Tonight's the night. Feel the magic like device. Hey, turn off the lights. X Games, come right to pipe. I love the sight. You can treat me like a tourist. Put me on your tour bus. I drive it like a tourist. I'm feeling your perfume and lotion. You drop it roller coaster. Baby girl, you are the coldest. When I see you move that way, I tend to lose my focus. All this motion got her going. Oh, I'ma give you the business, business, business tonight. I'ma give you the business, business, business. Tonight, I'm gonna give you.
Thank you. Frankie and Evan show. No, let's get this right.
Okay.
From the way it is, Keisha Cole, mama.
Okay.
You know, I feel that the music is a part of what's going on in our atmosphere, but you know what you got to understand? All music ain't good music, but the music that's inspirational, I can deal with it. But all that, you know, I'm the knockoff queen. No, I'm just playing. Shout out to the way it is.
Check it out.
It's the Frankie and Nappy Show. Hands up in the air like, damn, that's hot. Me and Biggie, it was all a dream. Like, damn, that's hot. Me and Keisha don't stop. Turns the tape, don't talk. Shout out to all my loved ones. I love y'all.
That was my mama. I'm just playing. My mama ain't nothing like no
Frankie. That's a fact.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, my mama gonna call in one of these days. Y'all gonna see. My mama is just beautiful, classy, perfect.
You up, boss.
You know? Man, big up to all the bomb-ass moms out there, whether black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian, persuasion, or Haitian. You know what I'm saying? They out there doing it. They made us. Brought us out here.
Yeah,
you know
my mom
saying?
Out there. Shout out to Miriam.
Shout out to my mom, too.
Hey, I just want to throw a disclaimer out because I got one of these smartphones and my screen is as big as a laptop, and I might accidentally hit the end button, but I will call back in if I get disconnected.
I'm sure you're
I just want to throw that out there real quick.
Yeah, I got high cheekbones.
Yeah, because last time you had me crumped up. You had me crumped up, and I'm moving around, and then my cheek hit the end button.
Yeah. He said, yeah, see, because I got high cheekbones, so, you know, mine beat and hit my screen, too, and hung up the whole damn station.
Yeah.
So, man, look, that's what I wanted to say. Now that we didn't have Frankie on, you know.
Yeah.
My topic of today is the streets versus Wall Street, and I decided to have a different approach. You know, people be afraid to address certain issues. I'm talking about drug dealers, street pharmacists, niggas in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Doing what they got to do, like Biggie Smalls, you know what I'm saying, to put, you know, food in their baby mouth, clothes on their girl back, and, you know what I'm saying, shoes on their own feet. Where do you say it's time to stop? Because personally, some of us say, okay, we excuse it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you do what you got to do. Or people say it is what it is. But really, though, is it, you know?
It's a sticky situation for me. Because, no, I'm just saying because I...
A real sticky situation.
No, not like that for me, no.
I'm just playing with you.
I'm too old for that, you feel me? I'm just sticking with the music, but... I'm just saying, as far as, like, when you, I know some of these people really do have to do this, but at the same time, I feel where it's like, I mean, you need to find something else to do at this point, because to me, it's like a difference between what they're selling, though. Like, if they were selling marijuana versus them selling heroin, you feel me?
Yeah.
I could deal with selling marijuana because that's like wine to me, you feel me? But
yeah, that's like wine.
Yeah, heroin killing people, so I'm like, I can't really get with you when you, like, selling stuff that's killing people.
Right,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah. And that's why, I really think they need to come with a movie, you know, with, like, a marijuana movement, just like how they had Belly, you know, he was doing his thing, and then you got New Jack City, you know, they was doing their thing, and then, you know, Blueville Avenue and these and this and that, but... Can we get a movie, you know, to portray weed other than making us dumb
as hell? Yeah, they always do it in a comedy. Yeah, they always make it like in a comedy. Pineapple Express or...
I mean, it's something that they joke about. You know, they joke about it. You know, even like they made the smartest person on the campus, the idiot driving around on a bike. Shout out to my manager, Debbie Lipscomb. That was a bitch that looked just like him. I had to shoot that out there. But he's riding around on his
bike. That's a 10-gun salute.
I got a clown. I got to. She had me twisted.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, we on our bikes, you know, and ride through the campus at Harvard. And then all of a sudden he go from being like a real stickler and, you know, going by the book to just rolling up the biggest fatty ever, just dumb as hell in the room, lying, tripping, seeing shit. Like, come on now. That ain't, ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And it's, I mean, even speaking of Wall Street, a lot of Wall Street corporate executives do, you know, have medical needs for those things, just as much of, you know, quote unquote regular people. And so,
yeah,
that to me, you know, that to me should be something they kind of ease up on.
And see, that's the thing too. Like Wall Street is, they do more harm than the truck dealers do, to be real with you.
It's only a certain percentage
of drug addicts in the world. It ain't like everybody and their mama's doing drugs. It's only a certain percentage.
The percentage
ain't really changed in the last 50, 60 years. It might have gone up a little bit, but it's pretty much around the same.
Right.
But you feel me? Wall Street, they ruin our economy, ruin everybody's lives. People been killing themselves, killing their families. Look at the news. I mean, you said, houses are foreclosed because of Wall Street fell down. Didn't know what to do. Shot his wife up.
For real, today was the biggest nosedive they done had, they claimed, in the last couple of years. I'm like, really? I can't tell.
And what is on Wall Street? They the biggest gangsters in the world. Like, everybody in the suits. So, to me, it, they both need to fix, get their act together and be out there. You know what I'm saying?
You think it's right.
That's why I can't really fault the drug dealer, because I'm looking at it like, yeah, I know you're doing harm directly to the community, but they're doing harm indirectly.
Indirectly, and even more with a bigger effect in the long run, you know?
Yeah, it's
so
ruining
everything. We kind of see the up-close effects, you know, the immediate effect.
Yeah, when it goes real bad. We only see it when it goes real bad.
Right, and it usually happens real quick from where we're standing. But, you know, from where Wall Street, you know, workers and executives are standing, they don't see that exactly, because they do seem to hide behind the desk.
They see it bright and clear. They also see a lot of green.
Oh, now you know they be looking through rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, they're smart. These dudes is real smart. They hire. I saw some thing where they said Wall Street stopped hiring business students and started hiring science students and math and engineering majors, because they started creating all these crazy formulas so that when the government came to question them about what's going on, like this derivative stuff, that how they ruined the house market, they started creating all these crazy formulas that even the government couldn't even find nothing wrong with them, because they couldn't figure out the formula. And if the government couldn't figure it out, they would hire them. They would be like, you want a job with us for way more?
Right.
It's crazy. I saw it. I'm telling you, this is a documentary on Showtime. Just to throw Showtime out there. It's out. Something about, I don't know what it is. Yeah, you know, you just be on TV, it's late night some nights.
Right.
See, the thing
and
about
like,
Wall Street is like, sometimes, you know, like you got something where people are kind of like, you know, you got Mr. Madoff right here doing some crazy thing, and they'll cool off, and then 2 years later, you got somebody trying to be like Mr. Madoff with a different type of like, derivatives they're trying to do to, you know, to make sure that, you know, they get all that greedy money and stuff, you know? So.
Right, exactly. All of a sudden, you know, a few years down the line, they trying to do the same thing someone before them did.
So.
Just with more hope of being successful or switching up a formula a little bit, or thinking that, you know, thinking that they saw their faults and that they, you know, can fix it, you know, better than the last person. But, you know, it's always like a gamble. And it shouldn't be a gamble. You know, it should be a for sure thing that we all making money, because we're supposed to be in America, you know, where we're supposed to be balling. But yet we have this high credit. Like, who do we owe? What are y'all's what? You know, so clearly someone's been spending the money. And it hasn't been crackhead.
That's the coldest part about it. I was up at the little USC thing today, and, you know, shout out to the USC people. I'll be up there training with them throughout the weekdays. I was up there talking to one of the dudes, and we had got into the conversation. It was a black dude up there, and we had got into the same conversation about debt and stuff and how they be pushing it on you. And he's like, see, y'all, you might be too young to remember, but back in the day, they didn't really have that like this. Everybody would put stuff on layaway. You feel me?
Yeah,
like, whatever
yeah,
happened to layaway, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, they
yeah.
ended layaway in 2009. Walmart didn't
exactly,
need it.
Exactly, you feel me?
You know,
so
Kmart is the only one
on
still
card.
Has layaway.
You feel me? What happened
and it's,
to layaway?
And to me, that's stupid. They're, like, throwing away the monetary value. Now we're supposed to just, you know, imagine the money.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't got time for that.
Yeah,
I really don't. You know, I don't like nothing plastic, you know what I'm saying? I like
yeah.
all real shit, paper, you know, and hey, that's how my grandma did it, you know what I'm saying? I really don't know if
there
she had any bank accounts or anything, but, you know, my family like keeping our money on us. That don't mean try to rob us because we will shoot you. I'm just letting y'all, I'm letting all the listeners know now in all these countries and states. No, I'm just messing
yeah.
with y'all. As far as, like, keeping the money on us, you know, it's,
yeah.
it's kind of, why give, you know, back in the day they would charge a small fee for this and that. Now the fee is not small. You know, in order to get your
yeah.
own money out of a bank that you bank with, you
yeah.
got to pay them out the money that you deposit.
Yeah.
So why the hell am I depositing this shit? You know what I'm saying?
And they use your money to loan to other people.
Exactly.
So they
exactly.
make the money off your money and they wouldn't even be able to do nothing if it wasn't for our money.
And they do not care because we are little people to them, and, hell, we charging.
Yeah.
That's how they feel. It's wrong. You know, it is. It's stupid, you know. Hey, what state y'all calling from? Matter of fact, I didn't let my listeners know what state y'all calling out of.
We calling out of California.
Yeah.
So Southern California.
California.
You over here in the Cali. If y'all can see me, I'm up trying to do my little walk right now, y'all, in Cali.
Yeah, we in the Inland Empire, you feel me? We in the Inland
That's
Empire
right,
in the
IE.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
14
so with a name like Earth. That's what's up. With a name like Earth, how can you go wrong? You know?
Okay. You live in it. You live in it. How can you forget it?
Exactly. Can't forget about it.
You can't forget about it because you live in it.
So I know that you guys have been compared to groups like De La Soul.
Uh-huh.
I would kind of compare y'all to, I want to say, The Roots.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
And
right, we're crazy.
And if y'all had a female in there, I would compare you to someone like The Fugees. Because
yeah.
I like, you know, it's a skill to be able to write and rap about having things that you don't, you know, as far as millions of dollars. And I rapped about a red Corvette in one of my songs. You know, I haven't even
yeah.
seen one this year. And and you know, having, you know, big Kush to blow from here to November, and, you know, all the whips and all the women. It's a skill to be able to do that, but do you know it takes a true, true artist to be able to rap about what you have and what you really working with, the things that you got right now? You know,
yeah.
that's why I admire cats like y'all, because you talk about things that you went through. Listening to your music,
yeah.
you can go from can grow with y'all, you know, and tell the stages that you went through in your music, you know.
Uh-huh.
I look
exactly.
for that in my artists, you know, like,
for
example.
I really appreciate that. Good looking.
Oh, big ups, for real, to y'all. You're welcome.
Appreciate
if
it.
If
okay,
I was,
yeah.
like, to use any other artist for an example, you know, we got artists out there like Whitney Houston, and I love you, Whitney,
uh-huh.
but I'm
mm-hmm.
going to say, listening to her from starting from her first album up till now, if you were to sit there and listen to her discography, you would know where she kind of was misguided. I don't
yeah.
want to say fell off, but where she was misguided. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
just listening. Seriously, listening to a person's album, you're like, what? Where did she go with
yeah.
that? Now, right here, her most latest album, you're like, damn, now that sounds more like the Whitney. We know, you know, even in
mm-hmm.
any, even in like an artist like Mary J. Blige. You
yeah.
can listen to her albums and you can tell like she was going through pain then, or she was getting her pain out. You know, she was venting
yeah.
on this album. You know, Michael Jackson. You know where he what he felt like. Everybody was antagonizing them and bothering them, so you could tell when he was angry, because it would come across in his album, you know. I love that. You know, I don't like listening to artists that I can't even feel where you're coming from, because, you know, music is deeper to me than just shaking a little rump and getting it on, you know. For real, some people only cut music on when it's time to make a baby.
Yeah,
when it's time to dance. Oh, wait, it's dance time? Now you break dancing and you... Nah, come on. I'm going to need you to throw that music on when you're cleaning up the house, when you're changing diapers, when you washing dishes, you know what I'm saying? I want the music still on with my baby on. So, you know, y'all got this one song called Swingin'.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tell the people a little bit about that. How did you feel about that when you, when y'all were, you know, writing it, composing it, arranging it?
Yeah, it was just a group effort. We had just came together one night and we was just felt like we were swinging and wrote tone and write words had just came together on that hook. And you feel me? And then the rest of the group, me and Doc, just got over there and was like, oh, okay, yeah, we see y'all on some new stuff, on some just let it all swing out, you feel me? Just hit the street,
man,
you know what I'm saying?
It's hard to swing out. It's swagged out.
You'll see about it.
You feel me? And right words can tell you, because, go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, so me and Roton just, you know, chilling in the studio, listening to the beats that he was making and stuff, and then I was just like, hey, man, like, I got this idea for this beat, you know? I mean, like, it was like I'm swaying into this, you know? Like, he was just, like, rapping and stuff. I was like, hey, yeah, that's right there. You know, I told him, like, that's it right there. So that was it. He would just make it simple, you know, swanging, call everybody up, let's record it up, and that was it. I mean, that's the story. It was, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, you hear a beat and you just kind of, like, come up with, like, a hook, like, right away, you know? Just
yeah, because the melody of the beat, like the basic of the beat led you there, you know, like you just said, that's what it was going to say. We went through that yesterday at my boy KY studio, man. He got this sick beat, like kicking ass beat. It'll be on Bang Out Radio within the next month or so, called Maniac. And everybody's like, I hear it dance with me. And I'm like, hey, I hear it too. Like, yeah, that's what it say. So, you know. Shit, we had the backup vocals shit on. Soon as we heard it, we knew it was going to put down. And I like, you know, when I come across beats like that, that you don't got to, like, work hard and really pull it up out of you, you know, that's when the fun come in. I'm sure with a song called Swingin', that was definitely, what was it like to record? I know it was fun as hell.
Oh, man. <it's laughs>
Y'all remember that?
Yeah, it was just all kind of fun, man, just. You heard our beat. I don't know if we are listeners. Oh, this is on the net. So yeah, you can get, it was not X rated, but man, it was fun. You know what I'm saying? It was
hey,
underground.
Hey, this is Marley B show. If it was X rated, it was X rated.
Hey,
it's all right. It wasn't X rated over here when we was making our stuff.
Yeah,
you know, shit. Wait, y'all in Cali? Oh, I'm gonna have to round up the posse. You know what I'm saying? My gang of roses, and we gonna have to run on out to the IE and do some recording, nigga. Lay it down.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey man, we might have to.
I'm gonna play this track "Swinging" by my boys, the Earth Crew, just in case you're tuning in the last minute.
Swinging.
Calling out of IE. And let me give a shout out to my boy 50 Tyson. Yes, I did.
50 Tyson.
He hit me up on Twitter. I love you, baby. You hit me up on Twitter this week and told me to go follow you and check something out on your page. You know what I'm saying? It was a link, and I went and checked it out. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you for that shout out in that video. You know what I'm saying? You know I love you, 50 Tyson. You feel me? Nobody was down for 50 Tyson talking about him. Kevin Hart talking about you, the real 50 Tyson. No, you not. You know what I'm saying? I love both of y'all. But 50 Tyson, you know what I'm saying? I really give him big ups. You feel me? Because he out there representing for all of the people who think they couldn't do it or thought that they couldn't do it because they are a person with autism. Think again. Because they out there. You know what I'm saying? and they doing it. Let me play my shit, yeah. Swinging by my boys, Earth Crew, you feel me? We in our last 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. No, let's go.
Swinging, that's how it gotta be. Swinging so hard I never fall like Autumn Leaf. Copy me, I consider that flattery. Why? I beat the track up, call it battery. Yo, some cats are mad at me because I'm in a different time, I'm in a different galaxy. And actually, I'ma spit it quite factually. My crew is so fly, bro, we never heard of gravity. Whoa, bro, swinging. Rope home to beat, so I keep my nuts hanging. And you may think that's disgusting, the way that I'm busting will keep y'all disgusting. The fact that my swing's on smash, got a marathon grind, you on a 40-yard dash. So I suggest that you change your cleats, cause we out making moves, you moving your feet.
What you doing, bruh?
Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. What you doing, bruh? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. Look. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes?
Mr. No, and I'm harder than mother dudes. Bite like a pit bull, leave a scar vicious. Make him see red like he on a Mars mission. No, you cannot swing with the best. Make him hit the rock hard like I sailed it in wreck. And my money build up like I'm mailing in checks. The girls want me and the guys wanna be. Why? Why am I swinging so hard? Cause I got the best part with the ostrich feet. 24 karat gold rims on the feet. And I know Reptilo, Spanish from a reptile pillow. Crocodile Brillo, call me Swing Zillow. And I want it all like yellow. Submarine tail with the coat to match. And a sack of cash in the swing to match.
Hey, what you doing, bruh?
Swinging.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swinging.
What you doing, bruh?
Swinging.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swinging.
Look. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes?
They can't swing like the right. I'm just too fly like a bird's flight. Itching to see me like mosquito bites. And when they see me, they dropping like fireflies. You can't deny my magic touch that you need in your life. Is that your girl? You might want to cover her eyes, cause when I pass by, she's winking her left eye. My TLC, the birds and the bees. You can't shrink like me, I foresee. You're too weak, it's a guarantee. I'm too fresh, it's a guarantee. No debate, uncertainty. You see my name in the marquee. Main event you wanna see. I got the keys to the city.
Hey, what you doing, bruh?
Swinging.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swinging.
What you doing, bruh?
Swinging.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swinging.
Look. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes?
Making them hit.
Come on.
See me in the club floor style with some bottles.
Pop, 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 pop.
Even For real though, I'm really digging your outfit. OMG, just something about it. Drop it on slow, get low, get low. I know you twisted off the Hennessy and Hypno. My crew in the background sipping all night. It's getting crazy, but it's alright. I do it like that, you do it like this. Turn around, baby, and give me that. Hey yo, we do it like that, and we do it like this.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hits.
Come on.
See me in the club, locked down with them bottles. Eve is a model. Do it like that, and we do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hits.
Come on.
See me in the club, locked down with them bottles. Eve is a model.
It's 3 a.m.
What up, what up, what up? It's Verbal Piff. I'm listening to Bang Out Radio with Yon Topaz Lachey. Keep getting it in, ma. Out here in the DMV, it's all goody. Tune in, call in, replay.
This is a High Zone Music Production.
Yeah.
This is a High Zone Music Production.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so my dumb ass had my phone on mute. The point is, what's up, y'all? Man, I got 2 minutes left, and I just want to give y'all my thanks for coming out, you know what I'm saying, and making my second half of my
pleasure.
You know, just as long as the first half, with your boy September 6th, you know, Earth Crew in the building. I got 2 minutes.
For sure. I want to shoot some links out real quick, you feel me, to your listeners out there.
Yeah, yeah,
y'all
shoot them.
Y'all can get at Earth, you feel me? I can get at Earth at twitter.com/Earth Crew, you feel me? All the, you know, usual suspects, MySpace, all that, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Check out Earth. Google us. We got videos that are, you know what I'm saying? Google Hustle Juice, you feel me? I got a new video on my personal Google, youtube.com/It's Mr. No called Pretty Girls. You feel me? It's just a little, you know, a little something I threw together real quick just to get the song out there.
Okay.
And you feel me? Shout out to all the peoples out there doing it in the IE, in LA, in the SD, you feel me, in the Bay Area, and in Oregon. I know we see y'all up there.
Real talk. We got one more minute. I want to give a shout out to my moms, you know what I'm saying? My sister Kitty Cat, my sister Steph, you know what I mean? And the whole fam, Cali Brady and T, Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Black Wall Street, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big ups to
shout
Star
out to BTP, big time and them.
Man, you know what I'm saying? All the hosts to Bang Out, you know? There's too many to name.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Shout out
man.
To Bang Out.
Man, I really appreciate this. You know what I'm saying? My links, you feel me? All y'all do is Google Marley B. You'll find me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Bang Out Radio, MySpace, SoundClick. Man, I got profiles everywhere. You feel me? If you want to find me, you know how to find me. I'm with the Marley Movement as well, so you can also find me on Bob Marley Movement page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm doing it. And I hope everybody listening comes out this weekend to the double whammy. You feel me? We ain't with no drama. Say that shit for your baby mama. All we need you to do is come out and have a ball. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to see you in the back of nobody. Caddy, say that shit for your baby daddy. We want you to come party with us.
Okay.
Wear y'all neon shit. You know what I'm saying? Come to the door with your ID and you in there. And with that being said, I'm going to play a cool little snippet I saved for the end of my show called Beat It Down. Love y'all.
Peace out. What's up? Earth, baby. Marley B. Hang Out Radio.
Yes, sir.
Mr. No, right words. Doc Zay is Roton. Hey.